Stick it in your face, it comes from the place you're living. Stick it in your face, it comes from the place you're living.
Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Pat. We're part of North Coast Food Web, working to build healthy communities in our region through local food and agriculture. Today on Food Talk, we're learning about the upcoming Farm to Fork cooking class and dinner event happening in Astoria on Thursday, April 24th at 6 p.m., hosted by Columbia Memorial Hospital and the Astoria Co-op.
With us today are Marco Davis, chef at the Columbian Cafe, as well as many other wonderful things in our community. Zeddy Nemlowil, marketing director for the Astoria Co-op. Kelly Huckestein, who is the produce manager, and Van Lovett, nutrition services manager of Columbia Memorial Hospital. Thank you. Thanks for coming and welcome, and so glad you can all be here.
Welcome, everyone. It would be great if you could each tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your connection to the North Coast. Zeddy, how about you?
Well, I was actually born out in Olney, believe it or not.
Yay, Olney!
I grew up and became a news anchor and then came home to Astoria and was a business owner. And now I'm fortunate enough to work at the co-op and have three lovely children and a husband who owns Fort George. So lots of good food and lots of good beer.
Great.
I'm Kelly, and I moved here about 3 years ago, and shortly thereafter got a job at the co-op, so I've been the manager, produce manager at the co-op for a number of years now. My family grew up in this area in Astoria, so I never lived here, but I came and visited a lot and just recently moved up here. So
nice.
And I'm Marco. I'm born and raised in Astoria, and also moved away at one point in time. Zeddy and I were both in Eugene together when she was a TV newscaster.
I was actually there too.
And Kelly, we were all in Eugene. Whoa. And now we're all here together.
Nice. What about you, Van?
I moved to Astoria last May, and I moved here for the job. Nutrition services manager at the hospital. I'm a dietitian by training.
Mm-hmm.
I came here from Montana, and I was just excited to find a place to work that was actually looking for somebody that wanted to make changes to the nutritional offerings. So
that's so cool.
Wonderful. Yeah. Welcome to Astoria.
Thank you.
So there's been a farm to fork dinner. You did one last fall. It was a partnership with a co-op and Columbia Memorial Hospital, and now there's another one coming up. Maybe just tell us a little bit about these events. What started that? What do you guys do? I don't know. What happened last time, and what are you hoping to happen this time?
Well, last time, Zeddy approached me and said that they had this idea, and so we had meetings, and we all kind of made a decision to do it, and
see if people came.
Yeah.
And we sold out.
Mm-hmm. So it's a cooking class, but it's also a sit-down dinner? Maybe explain the format a little bit.
Well, we're going to add to it a little bit, because people talked about wanting to maybe participate a little bit more in the food cooking prep side of it. So there's going to be an option when you sign up at the co-op, which you can do starting tomorrow.
Okay.
You can check a box if you want to come in and help with prepping the food.
That sounds fun.
And also if you want to be one of the people that helps during the event as well, plating the food and serving and just kind of being involved with that whole kind of finesse of a kitchen, which is always, for me, the most fun, is getting to prepare it all. The pre-day, last time we were in the kitchen, it seemed like an hour, doing something to chard and kale.
I think it was like 3 hours of chard and kale.
Yeah.
Well, that's always one of those things that helps people when they go home to be able to actually do something, as if they've been hands-on while they were at an event. So that's great that you guys are incorporating more of that.
Yeah, and then it'll be a four-course meal, so everybody that comes will get to sit down. And now we have round tables, I've been told, so that'll be awesome. But people will be sitting at the tables, and then you get to look at the kitchen, and we'll have a microphone, and so I'll be talking as I'm working, and We'll have volunteers in working with us.
And this is taking place at the Columbia Memorial Hospital Columbia Center, and this is the former seafood center in Astoria. So it's a beautiful kind of cooking demonstration kitchen.
It's a great kitchen.
Yeah. So this is spring. What's the menu? Cooking? Are you
slugs?
I'm looking at Kelly. So what kind of produce? What's going to be on the menu? What are you guys cooking?
It's a little bit of a challenge just because, you know, it is spring, and as most of you probably know, we get started a little slower here on the coast with our fresh produce. But, you know, there's a lot of greens that are coming up around then, arugula and salad mixes, spinach. You could maybe have some overwintering kale that's still around, or maybe some new stuff in the greenhouse. So it's going to be a lot of greens, I imagine. But, you know, there will be stuff starting. Maybe some carrots and beets might wind their way in there. I don't know. But, yeah, it's just kind of the very beginning, right? The greens are the best because that's what you're hungry for after all winter of not really getting those greens. And that's what spring really, like, puts out first, so everyone can kind of gorge themselves on greens, and I think that'll be good.
Absolutely.
So do you have an idea of the menu yet?
Any specifics?
Well, you can share. You know, it flutters in the head. But we will be making an arugula pesto sure, which I'm thinking will go with the main course, but it's always, you know, subject to change. And we will hopefully be having some Springer salmon on the menu.
Nice.
And then there'll be something with spinach, something with chard, and we're playing around with the dessert. It's either going to be a rhubarb something, or I'm in love with a semifreddo, which is... just to die for. I made one at the Daylight Comes Christmas dinner.
That was wonderful.
The hot fudge sauce. And so,
yeah.
We'll see.
Possibly not health food, and yet good for the soul.
Very healthy, you know, for the soul. It's one of those things, you can't force yourself to be healthy 24/7. I mean, you'll just get bored.
I'm looking forward to some fresh rhubarb. I just used my last package out of the freezer. How soon might we see some good rhubarb?
You know, that's another thing that's kind of hard to tell. It's just about to start in Oregon in general, you know, in the Willamette Valley. But it's coming around the corner. You know, I think with these more mellow, the mellow winter kind of helped it out. It didn't get quite hit as hard as it does some winters. So I think it might bounce back a little earlier than normal. So
I have some leaves that are this, you know, a 9-inch round plate size in my yard coming up already. Nice. So. Excited.
It's coming.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about how this partnership started with the hospital and the co-op, and how did it end up in a cooking class? I mean, that doesn't seem, I'm looking at Van and thinking, this doesn't really seem like something that you would expect a hospital to do. So how did this start? What's the inspiration?
Well, I know Grace Lehman was involved. This started before I got here, actually. And I don't know if Grace and Chef Kurt Rummel, who's our executive chef, approached you, Zeddy, or if you approached them, or...
Well, some of this work started before I got to the co-op as well, but from my recollection, you know, cooking classes is really important for the co-op because we're all about increasing the amount of people eating good food. We think that local food is a really healthy way to eat. And so we try to get as much of it as we can farm direct. The hospital has this beautiful facility, this demonstration kitchen, as you had mentioned, Teresa. And the hospital chef, Kurt Rummel, started coming into the co-op shopping for ingredients, farm direct ingredients for the salad bar. And we got to talking to him and other folks from the hospital about how we could join our mutual missions of wellness and do something. And there were lots of ideas that were brainstormed. But as I was looking for a facility to do a cooking class, and we were trying to figure out how we could join forces, this idea really came about. Then we got Marco to the table, and... Marco just had so much great inspiration, and it seems like everything really started to fall into place with you know, forming a concept. And then Van came on board as the nutrition services manager, and thank goodness was receptive to such an innovative idea. You know, the hospital had been doing some cooking classes, but I don't think there were any farm-to-fork cooking classes. So it's just been maybe an unlikely partnership, but really, really wonderful. I mean, the people that I've worked with on this from the hospital are just as excited about local food as I am. I mean, the hospital chef, Kurt, was talking about just the beautiful colors from the peppers that we used at last fall's event. And the dietitian from the hospital, Grace, was telling me after the event how she was talking to her patients about CSAs and different preparation techniques for vegetables that Marco had taught us. So really, really neat collaboration, and really, really happy that the co-op is partnering with the hospital on this.
And one of the things that I was asked to do when I first started here was to do more community outreach and to work on trying to we had the cooking classes, and you know, people came, usually it's the same small group of people, and so we were looking to draw more people in, and it seemed like the co-op was the way to go there.
How challenging is it for hospitals? I mean, it's interesting because you think about hospitals as all being about promoting health, and yet there often seems to be kind of a disconnect with food at hospitals, especially institutional food. I think for any large institution that's producing a lot of food, it's hard to do a lot of fresh local ingredients. So do you feel like this is a shift that's happening just in hospitals in general? I know especially at Columbia Memorial, but I mean, and is that hard to get that shift to happen?
It is. You know, there are mixed reviews in a lot of ways. You know, nutrition is a huge part of healing, mm-hmm. As well as prevention. But I think our patients it's well received from our patients. Mm-hmm. More mixed reviews from our staff on some of the changes in the cafeteria, like removing the fryer and things like that. But you know, we have a role in promoting mm-hmm. health and well-being, and I think more and more all of the staff are starting to jump on board with that and be proud of the things we're doing and the changes we're making and how it's affecting our patients and seeing our patients leave happy mm-hmm. and healthier and maybe have learned a few things about their diet or how to prepare delicata squash from the dietitian or something like that.
Well, that's a tough thing, too, is committing to changing lifelong habits.
It's true. Yeah, behavior change is the hardest part about getting healthier.
Yeah.
And I think with food, the question I get all the time is people just curious about, what do I do with this unusual ingredient, something I'm not familiar with. So another opportunity to help people with that. That's great. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a short station break and just let you know that you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM in Astoria, and KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and streaming live on the web at coastradio.org. And if you're just joining us, we have a lovely group of people in the studio today. We're talking about an upcoming Farm to Fork cooking class and dinner happening in Astoria on Thursday, April 24th. And we are talking with Marco Davis, who will be chef at the event. Van Lovett from the Nutrition Services Manager of Columbia Memorial Hospital, and Zeddy Nemlowell and Kelly Huckestein from the Astoria Co-op. And we were just talking about food and health and making that connection. And so I'm kind of curious to continue that conversation, because I think it's something that all of us, I mean, I don't know if all of us grew up eating like super healthy food and we've always eaten super healthy food all our life. I've certainly eaten my fair share of junk food, and it's been an interesting transition for me to kind of realize that connection between food and health. And I'm just, you know, curious for all of you, like, how did that transition happen? And, you know, how hard is it to not, you know, make for the deep fat fryer? Because I still find that very compelling, and it's a hard habit to overcome.
Well, I think one of the things too is that you don't especially growing up, like I grew up eating, you know, it was like standard American, like casserole kind of diet, which is, you know, fine mm-hmm. when you have a family and you're just cooking for a lot of people. But I think one of the things is that when you kind of are eating a certain type of food, you're not really realizing like the effects it's having on your like body or your health because you haven't experienced something new. Mm-hmm. And when you like start eating, you know, vegetables or fruit, you can just like feel the energy and feel like your energy go up and you feel healthier. But if you didn't take that first initial step, you wouldn't even know that you're not feeling, you know, energized. It's just, that's the hardest thing. And I can't even remember what that like aha moment was where I started eating those vegetables, but it's like, as soon as you start, you don't want to go back, you know, your mm-hmm. body feels so much better.
It's so true.
Yeah. How hard is it, do you think, like the lack of cooking skills as a barrier to overcome? Cause I'm surprised, but there's a lot of people out there in our community. And I think regionally, nationally, that just don't cook, that don't know how to cook.
It's true.
Or just don't make a habit of it. Maybe they have the concept down, but I mean, is that a big barrier to overcome, do you think, for all of you?
Well, for sure. I mean, even for myself, I had to make myself cook at home because,
yeah,
I mean, especially as a single person, it's kind of slightly annoying to maybe think of making a meal just for myself. Mm-hmm. But then you have to recognize that you're worth having that meal. And it's so much more satisfying in the long run mm-hmm. Over going to someplace else and having something that's pre-made and gives you maybe a gut ache. Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things I'm curious about when you think about people who maybe don't know how to cook. They're intimidated by it. I don't want to cook. It's just me. What suggestion would you have for somebody who thinks they want to make that leap, but they're unsure where to start?
To talk to your friends. It's like, I mean, to get together with a couple of friends, maybe one person that knows how to cook. I do that for friends all the time. They'll, hey, I'm unsure of what to do with this. Can we have dinner and discuss it and figure it out? And it's amazing. I mean, we have a great community of people here mm-hmm. and everybody kind of likes to help each other out. And I think that if you're willing to say, hey, I'd like some help with this, somebody's going to say, oh my God, come on over. I'll help you with it.
Mm-hmm. So just asking questions.
Yeah.
Ask your nutritionist, ask your farmer, ask your
friends
who know how to cook. Absolutely, yeah.
Get on your smartphone.
That's a really good resource.
Yeah.
And now they have all their, you're increasing the grab and go, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. In the deli at the co-op, we're getting a bigger grab and go case, so there will be more of those recipes that you know, have maybe heard about, but you don't know how to prepare yet, and you just want to see if you even like it, if you want to go through the trouble of, like, learning mm-hmm. a new recipe. It's a great place, or a particular vegetable, like, you've mm-hmm. heard a lot about kale, but you haven't really done much with it. Mm-hmm. You know, you could stop by the co-op and get a kale salad and see if that's something you really want to pursue.
Yeah.
I like to call our kale salads gateway kale salads because they're so delicious, you know, that first experience you might have with kale could inspire you to do more. But mm-hmm. I love to cook, and I've learned to cook from so many different people and watching cooking shows and doing mm-hmm. events like this with Marco. I just think it's an ongoing kind of evolution, and it's an adventure. You know, we're talking about a menu that's not set in stone for a big event where we're going to have 50 people. That could be a little bit freaky, but you know what? Marco's going to pull it off, and he's going to pull it off great. And part of
no pressure.
Because I've seen it.
Yeah.
And I've seen it happen. Hours. And this is part of cooking with local mm-hmm. food. I think that it's really adventurous.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to the store and or the market and maybe don't have a preconceived idea of what you're going to be making for dinner. Just look at what what's ripe, what looks good, what speaks to you, and then talk to your farmer, or produce manager, or friend about what to do with it, or look online. I mean,
I know farmers markets are a great resource too, and we have so many great ones all up and down the coast. You know, from over on the Washington side of the river in Long Beach, all the way down to Tillamook. And I mean, I know being a farmer at a farmer's market. You know what you're growing, and you tend to know how to use it. And so if you can go to a farmer's market and speak to the people who are growing that food, if you've never seen it before, that's a great way to kind of ask, how do you cook this vegetable? Or, you know, pick up a recipe. Oftentimes their information booths have different recipes there. And just thinking about for different ways for people to connect and maybe not being afraid to ask those questions, I think, because a lot of us, I mean, all of us started out not knowing how to cook foods. I mean, there was a long time when I thought kale was pretty weird, and that's hard for me to conceive of now, but I was like, kale, I don't know, what do you do with that? And then I started to eat it and realize, oh my God, this is amazing, and it grows so well here. So,
well, and I think part of it, too, is being willing to let go of a recipe.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
people
yeah.
can get so attached to a recipe, and helping them think about, well, maybe not this thing in the recipe, but maybe this, or maybe what's the concept behind the recipe? And mm-hmm. yeah. I don't know.
Well, and I even get inspired when I come into your shop, and it's like, ooh, I haven't tried this before. I mean, like, Zug changed my life. You know?
It's just like it's changed lots of our lives.
But you just have to be willing to, and I think sometimes we get, I don't know, like I know personally I get nervous having to ask questions, you know, because mm-hmm. so often people think that, you know, you know everything that you should know. Mm-hmm. And it's like they like kind of smirk or something if mm-hmm. you have to ask a question. And you just have to get over yourself. I mean, I'm human and I'm learning all the time and I'm going to ask questions because I like to expand yeah. what I know, you know.
I often wish that recipes constant. Had information about if you don't have this, it's okay to use this,
yes,
this, or this.
Right.
Because I've certainly gotten stuck. I know that my beloved husband, Packy, gets completely stalled in a recipe if, I'm sorry, Packy, that I'm sharing this with the world, but seriously, if like we don't have something in a recipe, that's it. He can't make that recipe. And you know, just trying to say, well, if you don't have that, hey, throw this in instead, you know, or this vegetable's a lot like that vegetable in a flavor palette, and it's okay to swap things out.
Especially when you're first, you know, getting started cooking with vegetables that you might not know about mm-hmm. much about. If you're encountering it in a recipe for the first or second time, you don't know enough about the characteristics of the vegetables to know how yeah. to substitute. But that's yeah. something, again, to talk to your farmer, your produce manager, your produce, you know, department about, because they're pretty knowledgeable about
yeah.
those kind of substitutions.
So I just want to ask before we run out of time, because it's always rapidly going through time, I just want to make sure that everybody knows about this class that's coming up and when and where it's happening and how to buy tickets for it, how to sign up. Because you said that starting on April 1st, I think, is when the tickets are going on sale.
Yeah, just come down to the co-op. We are charging $50 per individual for the mm-hmm. class, two for $85, so you get a price break there. It is a non-for-profit event, so all the money is going to go toward the food costs, and anything left over after that will go to support no-cost mammograms for those in need at the hospital. So it's going to be a lovely dinner where you've got four courses of amazing food that you get to watch be prepared by Marco, and explanation of how that's done, get the recipes, and wine pairings from Walnut City Wine Works from Oregon as well with each of those. So I think you get a lot of bang for your buck there. All the money goes toward a good cause. So just come to the co-op and sign up, but sign up soon, because last time we sold out and we had a waiting list. So
if someone physically can't come into the co-op, can they call and do this over the phone, or does it have to be in person?
We could make it happen.
Okay.
We can make it
happen. And what's okay, I know. But so, I mean, because I'm just envisioning, I mean, believe it or not, and this is hard for all of us in this room to conceive of, but not everybody in our listening area lives in Astoria. I know this is crazy, but there are people outside of Astoria that are listening to us right now who might want to come and be willing to drive to Astoria.
Sure.
But how do they do that? So what's the phone number? Is there an email? Is there a website?
Sure. That's a really important point that you brought up. This is a big listening area. Hello out there, everybody. 503-325-0027 is how you can reach the co-op. Also online at astoria.coop. Is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So there will be information for you to contact us there. And, yeah, if you can't make it into the store, we will do whatever we can to get you to the class. So just get a hold of us, and we'll put you on the list.
And so, and again, just to remind us of the date and the time.
Okay, this is happening on Thursday, April 24th at 6 p.m. Should last no more than 3 hours.
It sounds like so much fun. And if they want to sign up to help out in this prep work and plating and all of this, just talk to someone at the co-op and they'll get you signed up for that too? Is that somehow extra? Is that an extra fee that you have to pay to help?
We had discussed that. We're not charging extra, actually. But there is a spot on the form that the cashier will mark if you're interested in coming in a little bit early and hanging out with Marco and getting a real good hands-on educational experience and helping prep for the class.
I would pay extra just to hang out. I'm just saying that right now because I know how much fun it is to be in a kitchen with him. So. Well, I'm really,
like
I'm super excited about this. I know. Thanks for sharing all this with us, and thank you all for being here. We really appreciate you letting us know about this. We've got a couple of upcoming events that we wanted to tell you about. We want everyone to mark your calendars for an opportunity to meet and connect with local farmers, ranchers, and fishermen at North Coast Food Web's second annual Meet Your Farmer events. Meet Your Farmer Grays River is happening on April 27th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Grays River Grange in Washington.
And Meet Your Farmer in Astoria is happening on May 4th from 2 to 4 at the Masonic Hall in Astoria. For more information about both events and for information for local food producers about Meet Your Farmer, visit northcoastfoodweb.org or call 503-298-3824.
And that's for producers who maybe want to come to be at the event and present about your farms or your food businesses and let people know how they can buy food from you. So hope to see you all there. Great ways to connect with local food producers. And I want to thank our engineer, Marianne Myers, and to Katie and Luke for our theme song. And thanks for joining us today on Food Talk, fresh conversations about local food on the North Coast.
This show will be available as a podcast from coastradio.org.
Thanks, everyone. And thank you all so much for being here. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Because